Hello and welcome to United Way Cares on KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Tracy Gurley Tomaszewski, and I am the Executive Director for United Way Battlement to the Bells. United Way Battlement to the Bells' mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities throughout the Roaring Fork, Crystal, and Colorado River Valleys, from Battlement Mesa to Aspen, and to advance the common good for all, focusing on education, financial well-being, and health. We work to support local nonprofits through funding, and now with United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista Project. To learn more, please call 970-625-8189. Or you can visit unitedwaybb.org. Today, I have Angela Mills and Sophia Gaylink. I'm saying it wrong. Sophia, you're going to have to correct me again. I apologize. With Lift Up. And Angela is the executive director, and Sophia is the United Way AmeriCorps Vista volunteer serving with them for this year. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us on.
Sophia, can you correct me on your last name real quick? I'm so sorry. Can you say your last name for me again?
It's okay. It's Sophia Gaylink. It's Dutch. My parents are South African, so a lot of people have trouble with it. Don't worry about it.
Well, thank you for being so gracious. So you guys are calling in today because it's, first of all, a pandemic, and second of all, just very snowy in our world today. But to get down to brass tacks, I was just hoping you both could tell me a little bit more about how you came to the Roaring Fork Valley and how you came to be a part of Lift Up.
Sure, Angela, Sure, I can lead, Sophia, and then I'll pass off to you.
Okay.
I was fortunate enough to be able to move to this area about 4 years ago. And then able to join Lift Up 2 years ago. It's 2 years this last October 1 was my 2 year anniversary. So, very, very fortunate to be in this area and incredibly blessed to be serving as executive director of Lift Up. My husband and I have the privilege of raising our children in this area and, just being able to give back and live in this exceptionally tight-knit, helpful community is incredible.
Sophia. And how about you, Sophia?
So I just moved here actually at the end of August, so very new. I've been here for about exactly 2 months now. I graduated from Ohio State University in May with a food engineering degree, and I'm working as an AmeriCorps Vista, which has just been the most amazing opportunity of my life. I keep telling Angela that I can't believe that I'm here and I'm working with her and, you know, the amazing organization and, as she said, the community that's so helpful and just so generous with their time and their talent for a volunteer program. So, yeah, I love living here in the Valley. I love the work that I'm able to do with Lift Up, and I'm looking forward to the next year.
Awesome. So what is the history of Lift Up? Angela, can you help fill that in for me?
Absolutely. Lift Up was established in 1982. Very grassroots efforts of neighbors that came together when the oil bust happened out here in the Parachute area. So in very short order, neighbors, citizens, business owners, churches got together and realized that a significant amount of people needed to be fed immediately, thus the birth of Lift Up. So organization held strong to reaching out to neighbors in times of need, whether that's an extended amount of time or just a short amount of time, and able to provide food and some friendship and connection to other resources in the area. We do serve Parachute to Aspen.
Very good. So, as we are in a pandemic, your work specifically at Lift Up has been super important. Can you guys tell me a little bit more about what is happening with Lift Up right now in regards to COVID-19?
Sure. It's been interesting with the pandemic. So before pandemic hit, we were serving that same area. But when the pandemic hit and hit hard in March, our service numbers went up anywhere between 600% and 800%, depending on which town we're talking about. We were able to, with a lot of help from partners and volunteers, shift from brick and mortar to mobile distribution so we could adhere to the 6-foot distancing, ensure that everybody has masks, ensure that the food safety was there. And what we've found during this time is a lot of clients really like the ease of the mobile distributions. So they pull up in their vehicles, we're able to greet them, take a very limited amount of information, name, address, how many people reside in the home, ages of people in the home, and then fill the car or truck. We've even filled some RVs full of food ranging from shelf-stable items to fresh produce, frozen meats, and dairy. So as we're transitioning, as you know, when we started this in March, I remember being incredibly optimistic and telling my team, we'll do this for 4 or 5 weeks, and then things will probably be back to normal. We're serving our 31st week this week. So trying to work with what is our new normal, what will services look like moving forward. We will continue the mobile, and we're starting to reintroduce some brick and mortar establishments, hopefully in December. So just really diversifying how we're able to help people during this very unique time of need and moving forward.
And I would assume that probably the best way to get information about where these mobile sites are and what's going to be coming from Lift Up would be from your webpage or your social media?
Both. So, yes, please visit the website is www.liftup.org. And we can also be found on Facebook. Our Facebook page is updated daily to let you know that day's distribution time and location. And then you can find a month schedule at a time on our website.
Very good. And if people had questions, what's the phone number that they could call? Are you there?
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
Yes, I'm here. So the best phone number for questions would be 970-625-4496.
Thank you. Not everyone, unfortunately, has access to internet, which is it just complicates things. But I think having phone numbers is a good step. So what is it that Lift Up needs now to continue?
Please, enjoy the human. Oh, sorry. What was that?
I was asking you what is it that Lift Up needs to do now to continue doing this work?
I think a lot of what Lift Up needs to continue this work at this capacity is the partnerships we've been able to establish. Aspen Skiing Company has been incredible. Aspen Family Connections has been incredible. Of course, Rivers Center. Catholic Charities, I could go on and on. These, Garfield County, Pitkin County, have just blessed us tremendously. Working in that collaborative way will be key to success moving forward. Also, funding, of course, with serving the additional families that we're serving way more than we've served before. And then volunteer power is so important and so appreciated. And that's why we're just tremendously blessed to have Sophia with us. So, Sophia, if you don't mind, I'd like to turn it over to you so you can talk about the importance of our volunteer program and why people might want to get involved. It's pretty fun, and Sophia is pretty tremendous.
Yeah, absolutely. Sophia, go ahead.
Thank you, Angela. Our volunteers are really what makes everything that we do possible. And just seeing all the people who come out, you know, you asked about what's changed for us with COVID. I think that we've had a lot of response from the community of people who really miss, you know, getting to help their community and getting to directly talk to other community members and, you know, really put their hands to work volunteering. And so a lot of our volunteers are people who miss that. And, you know, they come out in full force and they help us so much every single day during our distributions and at our thrift store. And in Parachute doing backpacking. So they really are amazing and just a truly incredible group of people. Obviously for them, you know, as a volunteer coordinator, my biggest concern is always that they're safe with COVID. So, you know, everyone at our distributions is wearing a mask, socially distanced, using hand sanitizer. I'm there to make sure that, you know, all of our clients who come through are wearing masks and are also following protocol. And, you know, just the community response has been amazing and everyone has been so easy to work with. They just want to do whatever they can to keep each other safe while still helping their community. If, you know, a lot of people will contact me over email. My email is volunteer@liftup.org. And a good cell phone number to reach me at for volunteer purposes is 970-456-2804. And really what I like doing is working one-on-one with all of our volunteers to find, you know, what work suits them best, where they can go, what hours they have. So, and I love just having conversations with them. A big part of what pulls me to volunteer work is that sense of family and community that I think volunteer communities establish with each other. So it's just been so lovely to get to know so many people in the community and then get to be the person who connects them with each other as volunteers. Big shout out to all of our volunteers who help, and, you know, anyone else in the community who wants to get involved and has questions or anything, please feel free to contact me anytime.
Wonderful. So, Sophia, you are working as an AmeriCorps VISTA volunteer, and VISTA stands for Volunteers in Service to America. And what we like to call AmeriCorps VISTA service is national service. What drew you to become an AmeriCorps VISTA?
Good question. So as I mentioned, I recently graduated with a food engineering degree. And during my time at university, I became involved with a student-led nonprofit at Ohio State called Best Food Forward. And it was aimed towards fighting food insecurity in the student and staff population by sourcing produce at cost, at a bulk cost for students, and then providing it to them. And one of my friends in my engineering program was one of the founding members, and he reached out to me and asked me to start volunteering with them. And, you know, of course, I started. And for the first year, I was really just volunteering with them on a weekly basis, going to their distributions and helping out. And it was just, quite frankly, the thing that really made my college experience tick. And I started to realize, so then my second year, I became their director of nutrition programming, and I was a lot more involved with coordinating their volunteers and doing community outreach for them. And I just slowly started to realize that I was enjoying myself and just feeling so much more motivated doing that volunteer work than doing a lot of my engineering internships. And, you know, without meaning to sound cynical, I really felt that my personal skills and my ability to connect to other people was so much better utilized doing things for local food issues and humanitarian work than, you know, working at a larger corporation and just feeling like I really wasn't actually doing anything for the people that, you know, lived in the same community that I did. And so during my last year of college, which was this past year, I started thinking a lot more deeply about what I wanted to do once I graduated. And I'd had some exposure to AmeriCorps at, you know, college recruiting events, and a couple of my friends were applying to AmeriCorps as well. And so I started to look more into it and realized that it was an amazing program and sounded like exactly what I needed to do as my next step. And so, you know, back when I was quarantined, so all of our college classes got shut down and, you know, we were sent home. And so I had a lot more time on my hands to look into things. and I started looking into programs, and then found Lift Up and applied and had the most wonderful first conversation with Angela. And I was just like, yes, absolutely, please. I would love to move out there and start working with you guys.
Absolutely. And it's been such a good partnership, and we're so happy that you're here. It's interesting because of our AmeriCorps Vista volunteers, you're, I think, the only one I don't have not actually met in person yet, which is kind of crazy, but hey, this is welcome to the world in a pandemic. So
yes.
I think I get to meet you this week, though.
Yes, yes, you do. And it's funny that you say that because luckily I have gotten to meet a lot of the other Vista volunteers so far.
Mm-hmm.
Sophie and Aaron, who live up in Glenwood, are, I'm sure that you know, they're wonderful. And that too has been just such a blessing to have moved here and then have this almost preset family of other Vistas to connect with and see and hike with. So yeah, it's been amazing so far.
I'm so glad you've gotten connected. And yes, everyone who is working with the AmeriCorps Vista Project under United Way right now is definitely a little family, and that's one of the benefits to being a part of our project. I want to touch back on the volunteer issue just because I feel like that is such the heart and soul of Lift Up. How many volunteers typically do you need to operate week in, week out?
So I would break it down almost by distribution or by event. So for our mobile distributions, we usually have about 6 slots. And moving forward, as things change for us with, you know, reopening the thrift store and other staffing needs, we probably might need a few more, so even up to 8 per distribution. And we've had some really great response and had, you know, our volunteer slots completely filled at some of our distributions and had a lot of people come back time and time again and start to make connections with each other. It's really cool to see the volunteers making friendships with each other. And that, you know, coming into the role, that's really something that I wanted to focus on. As I said, my own volunteer experience was so just such a blessing that I got to make my own community and college out of it, that I really want to bring that as well to the Valley. And, you know, so many people do amazing things with their lives and then come and volunteer, and to be able to connect them is wonderful. So yeah, we meet people daily at all of our distributions from, you know, there's one in Carbondale, Glenwood, Newcastle, Rifle, and Parachute.
Okay.
And then we could also use a lot of help down in Parachute with our backpacking. So that really allows us to function smoothly as an organization when we have those hands on deck to help us pack those dry goods and commodities for our community down in Parachute. And then, you know, as we roll out, hopefully some of our brick-and-mortar openings, will also need some volunteer help at those. And so when people contact me, typically what I do is I, you know, speak with them about their experience and their location and what their schedule is, and then I try and match them up as best as I can with whatever opportunity works well for them. So, yeah, we have opportunities pretty much every single day, and we could really use everyone's help always.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah. So why do you do your packing down in Parachute?
Our main warehouse.
Oh, okay.
Is Parachute, and so that's just a really good central location to bring everything and then have all of the packing done there.
Excellent. So how many, you would say 6 volunteers per site per day, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. So all of the different sites happen on different days. So like Carbondale's Monday and then Parachute's Tuesday and so on and so on. And so, you know, different locations, different days, we can always use people, but especially too around the holidays, like Thanksgiving, we're putting all of our distributions together over the course of 2 days. So we have 5 different distributions that are happening the Monday and Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. And so the community response so far has been amazing. People have really been trying to help us fill those slots, but it is still something that we could use help on. So yeah, I guess shout out to the Thanksgiving week as well. And probably closer to December and in January, we'll also need some help with weeks like that, where we sort of put all of our distributions closer together to accommodate people having time off and the holidays.
Wonderful. Yeah, definitely. So since you've been at LiftUp, I know it's been kind of an atypical year, but what is your favorite story thus far from your time there at LiftUp?
Favorite story? I would say the time, so my second, maybe it was my first week, Angela and I went up to High Water Farm in Silt, which is one of our farm-to-food pantry partnerships, and we get a lot of our locally sourced produce from them. And we met Sarah, the farm owner, and then I'm sure as you know, Anna, the other Vister volunteer who is working at High Water Farm. And it was just such a cool experience to see that local partnership and see where we're getting our food from and get to literally talk to the farmers who are working to give that to us. And then as well, hear more about how that partnership with us is a big thing for them. And it's really helpful for them, especially with COVID and with them just recently opening up that farm. So it was a really beautiful experience. And like I said, just so nice to meet other people in the community and meet the people that we're working with.
Absolutely. A High Water Farm project is really interesting, and they have just been exceptional in their first year of growing, their very first season, and I was super impressed with how much produce they were actually able to bring to LiftUp and then also to local farmers markets. So I appreciate you both being on the call with me today, and I just want to say one last time, if you have more questions or if there's anything that you would like to know about LiftUp, you can go to their website, liftup.org. And what was the best phone number for the volunteers, Sophia?
It is 970-456-2804. And like I said, I'm always very available to talk about what you'd like to do as a volunteer and what works for you. And yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank
you. I'd like to add, Sophia, sorry, Tracy.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Cool. So Sophia's bilingual. Feel free to call her if Spanish is your preferred language. And maybe, Sophia, if you could translate that for me so folks know how easy it is to talk to you.
Sí, so yo hablo español y si necesitas contactar LiftUp para oportunidades de voluntariado. Para voluntar, puedes llamarme o textarme o enviarme un correo electrónico a volunteer@liftup.org. Y mi número de teléfono es 970-456-2804.
Beautiful. Thank you, Sophia.
De nada, Angela. But yes, and we're really making an effort to put all of our volunteer materials and outreach and sign-ups in Spanish as well. Everyone can volunteer, and we really want all volunteer opportunities and connections to community to be available to absolutely everyone who lives in the Valley, works in the Valley, or is visiting the Valley.
Wonderful. Well, you guys are doing such important work, and you're so valued in our communities. And we value our partnership with you here at United Way as well. Thank you both for joining me, and thank you all for listening.